Now, how did this controversy at Cal and Berkeley get started? You were all there at the time. Mr. Simons, would you care to tell us?
I think Mike will answer.
Mike?
I think it's a very involved controversy, and to understand it, there are a number of things that we have to take into consideration. Last summer, during the Republican National Convention, charges were made by the Goldwater supporters that Scranton supporters were illegally recruiting students at the university. Following that, on September 4th of this year, the Oakland Tribune was picketed by an ad hoc committee of students that had recruited their support on the Berkeley campus. On the 14th of September, before the semester started, Dean Towell of the administration suddenly issued an order banning posters, easels, and tables at one of the main entrances to the university because, quote, it interfered with the flow of traffic, end quote. This was rescinded about a week later because it was clear that it had nothing to do with flow of traffic. Not the order wasn't rescinded, but the reason given. And it was later determined that, later stated, that the university had always banned political activity, although this rule had never been enforced, but the university suddenly decided it was going to enforce it this year. Immediately, there was widespread student protest, and some 20 organizations of students formed a United Front organization, which later resolved itself into the Free Speech Movement, or the FSM. Among the 20 organizations, so you can get some sort of idea of the range of support, were a campus core, the University Young Republicans, the University Young Democrats, the Young Socialist Alliance, the Youth for Goldwater, the University Friends of SNCC, the Interfaith Council, and the California Council of Republicans.
Well, that's a long list, Mike. How many members were there in these groups that were with your free speech movement?
Well, I think at the beginning it was pretty limited. I think there weren't more than 600 or 700 people to start out with.
But now, has it increased?
Well, now it's grown to at least 14,000 or 15,000. Anyway, the university brought action against various people who had set up tables that first month, and one of the people, a boy named Jack Weinberg, who had set up a table, was arrested. Immediately, spontaneously, on the spot, around 700 students sat down around the police car and refused to allow him to be removed and arrested.
Yes, I recall that was very dramatic. And you sat on the campus for a night and a day?
Yes, we sat there until, under the threat of about 500 Oakland policemen, we signed an agreement with the university president to negotiate. And these negotiations were carried out during the next month and a half, in which there was a three-part committee, one part faculty, one part students, and one part administration. And all of us had high hopes that this controversy would be resolved through peaceful negotiations, and it seemed very likely that it would. However, the committee report was ignored when the regents met in November. And November 20th, when the regents met, the FSM sponsored a rally of about 5,000 students came and marched to the place where the regents were meeting. But the regents refused to listen to our negotiators. The negotiators were allowed to enter the room where the regents were meeting, but the regents then voted not to allow our negotiators to even present a 5-minute presentation of our position. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there was widespread disillusionment at that time, because after all this negotiation, after all our attempts at reasonable discussion, the university suddenly decided to ignore everything that its own committee had done, and even refused to listen to us.
Well, I see. Now, of course, that brought forth a lot of hot feelings among the students. But before we go any further in this first-hand report,